It is September the 1st. Well, suddenly September. Suddenly the House of Keys by-elections are, what, only 9 days away now. This week in Mandate, we'll be hearing from the candidates in Peel. This morning, the candidate who was the first to declare, Leslie Hanson, not only is Mr. Hanson an experienced dentist, but he actually comes from a political background. His late mother, Betty, was highly regarded in the community and education, a former MHK for West Douglas. He was the first woman to be elected as a member of the Legislative Council. So, well, pardon the pun, but you're someone who should know that the drill, really, aren't you? Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
You were within a whisker of That's being right. elected last yes, time yes. around in 2011. What have you done since then?
Well, basically, the manifesto is about the same as it was last time. The points I put in the manifesto in 2011 are still relevant. In fact, and some of them are more relevant now than they were then, particularly permits. My feedback on going around, people knocking on doors, people are very concerned about their jobs, job security and wage levels. We have a health situation and education situation which, as long as it can be maintained and we keep the population relatively static, we can afford to provide a good quality service for the community.
Of course, this conflicts with what government's saying in that we don't want to keep the population static.
If we can't look after the people that are already here, how are we going to expect to look after more people? The MEA I have been chasing since before the last election, and you asked me what I've been doing since. I've now chased up the actual government report, and it shows that there is no reason why the Manx government shouldn't have their own telecoms company. It can be lit up, I've checked. This would provide income and jobs, but not only that, it would provide an income source and a cash flow source to fund the £392 million MEA debt, and therefore we could reduce electricity prices, which would give a big stimulus to the Manx economy. And not only that, it would help people on lower incomes pay their electricity bills.
If it was only that simple, I suppose. I mean, your manifesto refers to the MEA.
Yes.
And as it was known, and the old railway line. Hopefully this will be explored fully when we have you on Sunday Opinion and we've got more time
yes,
on Sunday.
Yes.
Just touch on one comment, though. You believe the Douglas to Peel railway line could be restored. And in fact, you don't think, but for your efforts, it would even be in a position to be able to.
Well, the LGB wanted to build on the St John's area of the Peel and Ramsey track beds. I put in an objection to it. I informed Peel commissioners what was going on. Peel commissioners weren't interested, didn't want to know. I came to the appeal myself alone. No one else turned up. And I, after 2 hours, persuaded them to take the area of the track beds off the development. And so the Peel railway line is safe for any future development.
You say Peel's becoming a dormitory, not a community. What do you mean by that?
Well, too many people are living in Peel and having to work somewhere else because job availability.
That's the way of the world, isn't it?
A lot of it is, yes. But I do think there is a lot of jobs that could be created in Peel, particularly in the finance sector, because a lot of these finance sector companies work on a telephone line. Their customers are halfway around the world and their offices don't necessarily have to be in Douglas.
You want tuition fees scrapped,
yes,
I noticed.
Yes, I do.
You believe there should be a full grant for all those going to university. Where's the money going to come from?
Well, it's a good question. There's an awful lot of money going in areas it shouldn't be going. And when we have a chief minister who says he wants to spend £2 million of taxpayers' money on third world aid, I think that money could be far better spent on tuition fees and other services which the Manx people need.
You think charity begins at home, do you?
Definitely.
Tell me, you haven't bothered with local authority level politics. Shouldn't all prospective MHKs serve a community by having had some years of experience on a local authority?
No, I think it's experience in the community. I've been there for 35 years. And I've experienced in the community. I've been involved with the sailors' shelter. I've been involved with the sailing club in the past and various other aspects of the Peel community. I don't necessarily think you have to be a commissioner to help and serve in the Peel community.
Just want to finish off by asking you about the local authority, because there's been a statement issued by the commissioners involving you.
Yes.
Within the last 24, 36
yes,
hours or so.
I would just like to put the record straight on this matter, please. I'd just like to read something out. 12 months ago, Peel commissioners made a decision regarding an empty flat that was being refurbished, which I lodged an appeal against because I wanted a clarification on a grey area regarding tax and the refurbishment. Now, this is the important point. The appeal should have been heard by a government civil servant, would have cost next to nothing in legal fees, but it couldn't be, because Peel commissioners did not understand their legal role properly in this situation. Basically, they got things the wrong way around. Because of the legal mess they created, the matter took 9 months to be heard, had to be heard by the High Bailiff, and Peel commissioners had to pay a legal bill of over £12,000 to get themselves out of the quagmire. As a ratepayer, I do not believe I should pay for this unnecessary legal bill due to Peel Commissioner's failure to understand their proper legal role in this matter. I am therefore instructing my advocates to write to the Acting Attorney General requesting Ray Harmer, Chairman of Peel Commissioners and the rest of Peel Commissioners to be surcharged for this unnecessary legal bill.
Leslie Hanson, thanks for your time this morning. Just what they want, a potential MHK in a row with a local authority. Of course, Mr. Harmer will be my guest on the show tomorrow. Then we'll have Penny Hardman and David Pownall. Sorry, the other order, David Pownall and Penny Hardman. Leslie Hanson, one of four candidates in Peel. Thanks for your time this
morning.
Thanks
very much.
Thank you very much indeed.